Blog Talk Radio.
My head, you've been revealed.
Welcome to Global Gospel. God has certainly been good to us. The songwriter said in Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Well, we thank God for this is another day that the Lord has kept us. We thank God for life, health, and strength. We thank God that we have an opportunity just to give his name glory, honor, and praise. Welcome, Global Gospel listeners. Certainly, you know what time it is. It is Saturday at the 1 p.m. hour, and you know that we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. So we want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our call-in number is 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. And you can also listen in on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. And certainly those are the platforms that you can listen in on today. And certainly we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music today, but we pray that is a blessing to you, and to you, our listening audience. Amen. Certainly, we once again praise God for this opportunity. We do not own the rights to any of the music, so we thank God for standards starting out with Been Good. And certainly, God has been good to us. We want to tell you that you can connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. We are on Instagram. And certainly you can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr. There is a direct link to each and every episode. And certainly we want you to know that you can connect with us there. Send us a friend request. Certainly we'll be happy to share with you. Thank God for our sponsors today. Thank God for Grandma Etta's Quilting Crown. Thank God for MPT Enterprise, for Third Lounge, for Melanated Beards, and for the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. You certainly are a blessing to this ministry. And we want you to know that if you would like to connect with Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we know that there are many people out there that want to share something with us. So please reach out to us, email us, let us know what you would like to share with this listening audience. Certainly, we know that this is a busy weekend. Certainly, we know that tomorrow, June 18th, is Father's Day. And so we want to say happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there. And so continue to keep up the good work. And we know that Monday is June 19th, and certainly that is Juneteenth. And we prayerfully that all of our people of color know what Juneteenth is and are doing their best to celebrate Juneteenth. Certainly, it is a part of our American history, part of African-American history, and certainly we remember. And certainly we are grateful to God that he brought us up from slavery, in the words of Booker T. Washington. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Furman family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Bedell family, the Thompson family, the Allens, the Wilsons, the Wiggins, the Hartley, the Washington, certainly the Brinson, the Bradley, the Walkers, the McCoys, the Jones, the Cox, the Bowers, the Bigby's, Fells, Robinson, Natalie. Certainly, we thank God for all of you and our listening audience that is listening around the world. Thank God for New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, California, Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Colombia, Brazil, Suriname, Uruguay, South Africa, Mozambique, Kenya, Uganda, got to do the roll call, Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Sierra Leone, Portugal, Spain, France, Italy, Hungary, Germany, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Sweden, Australia, the United Arab Emirates, Pakistan, the Philippines, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan. We thank God for you, you, and you. We encourage you to continue to stay tuned. Certainly, we do have a special guest that will be sharing with us in just a few minutes. And certainly, we do have a special brief announcement from one of our previous guests. Good afternoon. How are you? Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm great. You said previous guest. I was like, wait a minute, that me?
That's you, the one and only. That's tell our
the one and only.
Who you are?
How
and
you doing
where
today?
You will be. I'm well, and yourself?
I am great. I am great.
Awesome, awesome. Now you have a very busy schedule, but certainly you're going to be in the New York area. And tell the listening audience where you are going to be.
Yes, we are going to be next weekend, if the Lord say the same. We'll be in Rochester, New York. I don't have the flyer before me. However, we will be there next Sunday at 4 p.m. celebrating with the Gospel Pearls.
Awesome, awesome. And so tell us who you are again for those that didn't catch your voice.
I am Evangelist Sawana Springfield, the lead singer of the Children of God of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Shawana Evangelist Springfield is going to be in Rochester, New York on next weekend. And certainly we want you to do your best to be there at the Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church, 250 Samuel McCree Way. It is in Rochester, 14611, June 25th, 4 p.m., $20 at the door, children $10. Meet her there and be blessed. Again, thank you for sharing with us, and we pray God's blessings. We pray that you have traveling mercy and certainly that many are touched, healed, delivered, and set free. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. We are preparing for our guest, our special guest. We are traveling through time zones. We are traveling across countries for this special guest. But we want you to stay tuned and be blessed. And certainly after this selection, you will be hearing from our special guest.
God our Father, a song we bring, a song of worship, to Him we sing. joyous creation, with rapture cry and celebration. Let us sing to Him,
program this afternoon. Thank you so much, Reverend Lamar, for having me. I am really, really excited to be here. And thank you everyone who has tuned in to listen from everywhere and from wherever you are. I am excited that you have joined us here this afternoon. Thank you. I am really blessed to be here.
Awesome, awesome. It is such a blessing to have you sharing with us today. And so once again, tell our listening audience your name and where you are from and the church that you are affiliated with.
All right. My name is Hilary Adju, and I am from Cross River State, and I live in Calabar, the city of Calabar, Nigeria. I am a minister with the Honey Streams Christian Center, former music director, and a seven minister on directly under Pastor Akuma Yoga, my mentor and my father. Yep, it's really awesome to be here.
Awesome, awesome. So again, we thank you, Minister Hillary Iju, for sharing with us in your busy schedule. Now, the first song, and then we'll come back and talk a little later, a song for Elohim. And so tell us why that you picked that as your introduction song for today, and tell us a little bit about that song.
Okay, a song for Elohim came, a song came to me at a very critical time in my life. I was going through a lot of stuff, a lot of challenges in my life. I had just had a major business downtime. I suffered a major loss in my business, and it seemed that the only thing I had at the time that kept me going, that kept me together and kept everything around me moving, was God. And as I began to travel out of that season and God began to help me, I just thought about how he has helped me, how he had been with me through the tough times, through the difficult times. And within myself, I began to think, what can I do? What can I do to show how grateful I am? How can I get my gratitude out there to the world and to get people to share in this gratitude with me? And it came to me to write him a poem. So I wrote this song as a love song and a poem to Elohim, to God. And it reminds me every time about that period in my life that Elohim stood by me, where he kept me from losing my mind, and he kept everything together for me. And so it's a song that reminds me of how much he has loved me. And I just attempt, right, to give back that love and to write him that poem. So that's what the song for Elohim is for me. And I usually hope that it can be the same for anyone else out there who might have to go through seasons in their life where they know that the only thing that kept them together, the only person that kept them together, is God himself. And they can also use this song to express their love to him. So that's what the song for Elohim is. That's what it means to me.
Awesome, awesome. That is well said. I think we might have a little background feedback, but that is well said. And the only thing I can think of is the scripture that says, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day witnessing both to small and great. And certainly you can find that in Acts. Chapter 26, and certainly we are continuing to this day, no matter what happens in our personal life and our business life, because we've obtained help from God. And certainly that is awesome that you would write that and pen that and put music to that for the one and true and only living God. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Minister Hillary. Now, were you always a songwriter or a musician?
Not really. I think I came into this into the music quite early in my life, right? I think I was in the junior secondary school. I would say junior high school. Here we call it secondary school. And so I found myself among a group of friends who were ministers in their church at the time, and it kind of triggered something inside of me. Right there in school, and we just found ourselves singing together, having a good time, enjoying fellowship together in music, and I think it just went from there. I would say that I found Christ singing music, right, singing with my friends and singing in church, right. So my friends, We began singing, like I said, and it went from something we did as a group of friends to something personal. I began to discover that, okay, I had something in me. I had music somewhere on the inside of me. That did not translate to a ministry. It did not translate to a calling at the time. We just enjoyed ourselves. Okay, but fast forward to my first year in college, it began to take some shape, right, where I could, you know, look at stuff, look at things around me, you know, look at my interactions in church, and words began to come together in my heart. And I discovered I could put down lines and have songs written out. And of course, that again progressed into where I began to lead in the choir where I found myself at the time. First of all, the choir I belonged to in college, in school, and went ahead to become the leader of my choir in church at the time, not Honey Streams at the time. Overall, I found purpose, okay, doing music. I found an expression.
I think we have a little technical difficulty. Maybe a little technical problem. And so what we are going to do is we are briefly going to take a break, and certainly we want our listening audience to be reminded that our caller number in studio is 619-924-0800. Minister Hillary, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay. I think we had a little technical problem. We lost you for a few seconds. I think,
okay.
I believe you were saying the last thing we heard, but, you know, you were in college, and certainly you were at another church, not your current church, and I think we lost you after that.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, my music took shape. Taking music as not just something I do as a hobby to something, from something I do as a hobby to something I now do as a lifestyle and ministry happened in my college years. I found Christ for myself. I come from a Christian family, a Christian background. We grew up going to church with my family. I would say I had no personal relationship with Christ and with the Holy Spirit. The music was like a way in to a personal walk with Christ, and that began to take form in my heart, and I began to see that there is a lot more that God wants to do with me and through my music to the world, right? And so one of the questions I had back then was, okay, how do you want this to happen?
Hey, we're going to break. Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always standing right beside you. Hold on to him. Hold on to him.
So you found out that, listen, this music is more than just something to do as a hobby, more than something to do on the side when I have free time. You found out that, listen, God was truly calling you to something greater, correct?
Yes, sir. That's
and so
where, how, yeah, basically.
And how did you start developing now that you knew that this was a call to ministry? What, did you have a mentor in the music industry, or was it trial and error? How did that work for you?
Okay. Yeah, I would say a little of both. A little of the trial and error, because of how I came to find out about what I feel God was leading me to do with the music at the time. I really had no idea about how to best go about developing the music, first of all, and then the ministry, right? So I basically relied on trainings from going to church, listening to the word, and studying the scripture for myself. And then I said earlier that I had encounters in a dream where I saw myself ministering to a large crowd of people, and miracles and all kinds of
was about. All of these people came together to help
shape what God was already doing in my life. Their contributions, their help, their support, the opportunities they gave me to serve in their ministries and so on and so forth. But then it took a whole new different level when I met Pastor Kuma Yoga. Being under Pastor Kuma Yoga taught me to realize that having a music ministry, having a music calling, and having a ministry are two different things. Yeah. And so his ministry, his teachings brought me to a different kind of awareness where I now saw that being a music minister is different from having a ministry, a personal ministry. It brought me to a place where I realized that I can sing in a place, but what the people will encounter is not necessarily my music, but a ministry that God has called me to fulfill, right? And so it was still under Pastor Kuma Yoga I began to learn about the healing ministry. In his life, I remember a time he told us that for 20 years plus, for 20 years in his life, he has not had to take any medications because he has enjoyed supernatural health as a result of the Zoe life, right? The life of God that we receive at new birth. And that sparked another thing in me. You know, when he referred to scriptures like John 10 verse 10, right, that the big part that says that I am come, the thief coming up, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I am come that you might have life and have it abundantly. I realized then that I don't just have this life, I have it in abundance, meaning I should be a distributor. So when I go out to serve my music, people should also encounter the life of God through me. And so people who are sick should be healed. And people who have issues with their health, people who have, I shouldn't walk into a place, serve my music, and leave, and there are no testimonies about healings, right? So I became conscious of the ministry of healing, and I felt that I connected very strongly with that. And I can say for a fact that for 6 years in my life right now, I've seen that work in my life. So I myself too, I've not had to take medication for 6 years. I've enjoyed supernatural health, and I feel that I have a lot of it to also give to people. So beyond my music, I believe that God has called me to work in the healing ministry, and that is more important to me than even the singing. Yeah, the singing is awesome. I love to sing, and I feel that the singing is a vehicle through which I can best serve my ministry. So that's, in summary, my music ministry story, and I know that there is a lot more coming.
Wow, certainly that is an awesome, awesome testimony of not just words, but of the power that goes with the ministry, the anointing, if you will, that what you sing and certainly what you preach about in your music ministry. And certainly we are grateful to hear those testimonies and all those that influence you and encourage you along the way. And so you went from not only just being in your local church, but you actually recorded your music. What was that transition like? How did that come about?
I said in the early stage of my ministry, I discovered that words were coming to me. I could write words down. I could see myself receiving readings and tunes in my dream. I wake up several times in the night singing tunes and singing tunes that I've never heard anywhere. And so I knew that I was not just called to sing other people's song. I knew that God wanted to get songs into the world through me. And so I became conscious of that. So I began to write as I received words, as I received tunes and all of that. Well, fast forward to a few years later, we took the next step. I put a team together. My music team at the time was called The New Tribe, DNT for short, The New Tribe, DNT. And with this team, we were able to release some of the songs that God had given to me. Then other members of the team contributed to the album. We had an album with 8 tracks at the time. Well, so I think it just happened naturally. We just went from, it was just the knowing that these songs that we were receiving were not meant to be kept, and we had to get them out there. And so when the opportunities came, we hit the studio and got the first album out, and it has just gone on from there.
Awesome, awesome. That is well said. So as we're going to prepare to go to a break and certainly come back, and we're going to give our listening audience an opportunity. If they want to call in, they can. 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Or you can leave us a comment on our social media, on our Facebook page, on my personal page, or our Global Gospel page. Or you can just leave a comment in the comments. So the next song that you want to share, Minister Hillary, is what, as we go to break?
Okay, I think that would be Ochin. Ochin is a song in my language. It's a song I wrote in my father, my mother tongue. My people, we speak the Ajagan language. So my brother, my younger brother, George, actually wrote the chorus of the song, and together we developed the other part. So Ochin is a song that says you are greater than what people say, than what people think, than what people call you, and all the names that people have ever been able to put together to describe you does not still quantify or do justice to your greatness. So basically that's what Ochin says. And Ochin is an encouragement, some of encouragement to people, to let them understand that no matter what it is they're going through in their life, God is much bigger than whatever situation they are. So Ochin is a song I'd like to share at this time.
Okay. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Lord, we just want to stop for a moment and see how great you are to the world, for being there for us when nobody was. Thank you. Oh.
No, boy.
Okay, listen, audience, we are back with Minister Hillary Iju, and that was O-Ching. And tell us again the native language that O-Ching is.
O-Ching, my native language, is greater.
Greater.
God is greater. Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. So we thank God that Minister Hillary is able to share with us on this Saturday afternoon, and we know that time really does fly, and so we want to give him an opportunity to share with the listening audience where you can purchase this awesome anointed music, or how they can download, or you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, basically, my songs, our songs, can be found anywhere on the internet. You can search for Hillary Iju on YouTube and subscribe to my page, and we have all of our songs out there on my page on YouTube. And also, if you type the name Hillary Iju on Google on the internet, you will have my name pop up with links to my songs out there. Songs are on iTunes. We have my songs on Spotify, on Boomplay, and all the other music platforms out there. So, I mean, once you search Hillary Iju, you will be able to. And then we also have my new album project, live recording project, coming up. That will also drop first on my YouTube page. It's a video and audio live recording project. Also, working on that project with my pastor, Pastor Akuma Yoga, and it's really exciting. That will also come out first on my page, my YouTube page, and also my social media handles that has the same name as Hillary Iju. So you can stick close by those pages for updates.
Okay. All right. There it is. So certainly, listening audience, we want you to connect. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. We do have a comment from Favor Uguzozi. Did I get that right? I did well. Good evening, Global Gospel. I celebrate Minister Hillary. All right. So we thank you for Favor. All right. God bless you. All right. Since we're on that, is there anybody that you would like to shout out today? Your family, friends, inspirations, mentors?
I would like to give a very big shout out, first of all, to my pastor and my mentor, my father, Pastor Akumaye Uga, who orchestrated this meeting and this connection, and I'm really excited, sir. I love you with my whole heart, and I celebrate everything you represent in my life. I also like to give a big shout out to my wife, who is listening on the show right now, Mrs. Favor Hillary, and my daughter, who is also listening on the show, Lumina Hillary. I love you guys, and everything I am today, my ministry, my music, is because of the support I have enjoyed from you. Thank you so much. And a big shout out to Favor Iguzozie, who left a comment a short while back. And Stanley, I know Stanley is also on the show. I don't know if he has found a way to leave a comment, but I know he's also listening. And also Prosper Iguzozie is also listening in as we speak. And to every one of you who I don't know is listening right now, Matainya told me she was going to be on the show, so I'm hoping she's on there too. So thank you, and I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome. So again, we thank you. Thank you, everyone, for sharing in this opportunity. And just so perhaps you're listening and you missed any part of this, just so be reminded that the show is archived. So immediately following this episode, you can listen to the episode in its entirety. And so we thank you, thank you, thank you. And you can always leave us a comment on our Facebook, social media. So Minister Hillary Iju, not only are you a musician, and I just wanted to get this in because I don't think I could do
full justice to this episode if I don't get this in. You are not just only a minister of the music, but certainly you have another vocation. You have another obligation. And what it, besides being husband and father and brother and friend and musician, what else do you do?
Okay,
my profession.
I'm an educator.
Okay.
I work in a school. I teach physics in a secondary school in Calabar, where I stay. And I love to work with children. I actually studied physics, and I got the BSc, the bachelor's degree in physics from the University of Calabar. I'm in Calabar here across River State. And so I teach physics in police secondary school, the Nigerian Police Force Education Secondary School in Calabar. And that is another very amazing aspect of my life. For me, working in school and teaching is not really about being employed and having a job and earning a living. I consider it another aspect of my ministry, because I find myself drawn to children, especially young children, young adults, teenagers. And working in the school and teaching in the class I teach affords me the opportunity to have a close-up interaction with them. And I usually would take time out of my class to talk to them about life, to talk to them about morality, to talk to them about faith, right? And it has been one of the most profitable aspects of my life. I know that my life would not have some of the meaning that it has right now if I wasn't able to do this. And I'm grateful that being an educator has offered me this opportunity. Here where we live, it's okay to openly talk about your faith, to talk about my faith as a Christian, as a believer, because here in the southern part of the country, is predominantly a Christian part of Nigeria. So we can actually talk freely and without any fears or interruptions. So I've had the opportunity to talk to my children, the children I teach, about Christ. It is kind of knowledge around the school and around my class. The children know that they can come to me when they have spiritual problems. That's interesting, because I've had to lead a couple of them to Christ. It's something I hold very precious to my heart, something that's really precious to me. I've had the opportunity to talk to them, who have come sharing personal problems with me, family problems, and that has always offered me the opportunity to talk to them about Christ and to, you know, lead them to Christ and to pray with them and to also mentor them and to help them grow in their faith. I am very happy to say that even from students who graduated from the school and have gone on to do other things with their lives, we still keep in touch, and I know about their spiritual work that is traceable to their time in secondary school and their encounters with me. So being an educator beyond teaching physics is a ministry for me, and I am always grateful to God for the opportunity to impact these young people through this platform.
Awesome. And I think that is an awesome, awesome task and awesome something to be honored that you are able to share the gospel, the message of Jesus Christ with your students, because here, for example, in New York or in America, certainly you're it's the land of the free and the home of the brave, but Christian ideals and values are not as readily available in the classroom, I would say, on an open level. I mean, not that people don't share their faith and share their walk outside of the classroom, but here it is not exactly welcomed. And so I think that is awesome that you can share your faith and trust and belief in Jesus Christ with your students, because they're at a critical age. Certainly they're at an age where temptation comes, influence from the world comes, and certainly I think that's awesome that you're able to share Christ not only outside of the classroom, outside of the church, but you can share it in the classroom as well. And so I do have another comment here. Margie Townsend says, it's a blessing to hear songs from a brother speaking to us from Nigeria, encouraging us that there is a supernatural healing in words expressed through music. May God continue to bless and restore us all. Again, thank you. I'm going to give everyone, give you a few more minutes. We're usually scheduled for 60 minutes. I'll give you a few more minutes. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. If you would like to call in and shout us out, 619-924-0800. Or as well, you can also leave us a comment on social media, on Facebook, on under the link for this episode. Again, so as we as we're preparing for that, we thank you again, Minister Hillary, and certainly we want to shout out Pastor Ugar, a great friend and brother, beloved, for making this connection as well, and certainly helping Global Gospel to continue to have our ministry be global. For our theme scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. And certainly we want to allow as many people as possible to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and certainly to hear about, as you shared with us, the healing virtue of Jesus Christ. T. Marlin says, I had it, but I just lost it. We had another comment. I do want to share it. Thank you for your many contributions to the world, MPT Marlin Townsend. And certainly we thank God for you as well. So as we prepare to conclude this particular episode, and perhaps we'll come back again and talk again if the Lord says the same, and talk about the healing of music and what effect that has on us, because I think that deserves a topic all in itself. And so it's not just music, isn't just to feel good or to make you shout or dance, but it certainly it does have a purpose. And so as we conclude today, would you like to give our audience your concluding remarks for this episode?
Yeah, I would like to, before I do this, I have just been informed my very good friend, Mrs. Happy Gabriel, is also listening in on the show. And my sister, my wife's younger sister, Ogona, is also on the show this evening. I love you guys. Thank you for all the support I've enjoyed from you. Thank you. I love you. And then to wrap this up this evening, I just want to say, please, whatever you do as a believer, I'd like for you to try and identify Christ in it. We ultimately exist on earth to serve God and to advance his kingdom. So whatever it is you do, whether you work in a bank or in the financial sector, or you work in the government, or you work in a school, whatever it is you do with your life, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you how Christ can be glorified in it, and how you can advance the kingdom of God. We all have been called into the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile men to Christ. And that can be done everywhere and anywhere. And then finally, I'd like to say also that beyond what you say, people will see what you do. And there's a common saying here in Nigeria that let your lives be the Bible that every that others read. So beyond what you say, beyond the tongues you speak, beyond every display of Christianity that you put out there, people look at you, people see you. And it is important that they are able to see Christ through you. People will come to Christ more from the things they see you do than from the things they hear you say. Every opportunity to glorify Christ must never be taken for granted, because in the end, people believe Christ more from your actions than from your words. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Again, thank you, and blessing to you all the way from here in Hempstead, Long Island, New York, United States of America, all the way to Calabar, Cross River State, Nigeria. And so there is one concluding song that we are going to share. And so before you pray, I want you to tell us about that last song that we're going to play for this episode.
Okay, Amaminoya is it's a song that says, I know you are with me, right? And it's a song that was first done by Nigerian superstar gospel artist Frank Edward. So this, my group and I did the song, like it's a cover, like a redo and a remix of the song. So it's originally Frank Edward's song, and it's a song that ministered to us and blessed us a lot, and we decided to redo it. So Amaminoya features Demarc and features EMZ. And so it's a song that encourages people to always look out, because God is with them no matter what situations in life that they go through. Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. And so before you pray, we want to again thank you, all of our global gospel listeners, for today. We pray that this episode was a blessing to you. We want you to remember that we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you our listening audience around the world. And certainly, again, thank you, Hillary Iju, recording artist from Nigeria, for sharing this experience with us. And certainly, we look to see you on this side of the Atlantic Ocean, somewhere in the near future, in New York, in the United States, or somewhere on this side of the Western world, and sharing your message of healing and through music, and certainly the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're just going to speak it in existence and advance. And so at this time, you can close this episode with a word of prayer, and we are going to close with that song.
Thank you so much, Reverend Lamar Thompson. This has been a very blessed hour for me, speaking with you and sharing my story on your platform. Thank you. It's a big privilege. And yes, like you said, I trust God that in the very near future, I'll be able to physically come share my ministry and my music to the American people in New York. And I look forward to that meeting, and I believe, God, that it's going to happen soon. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's massive for me, and I really, really do not take it for granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so let's just say a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you at this time for the opportunity that you have given to every one of us to share in this moment, sharing this program this afternoon and this evening. Thank you for everyone who has connected to listen. We thank you for your word that has reached out to them and has touched their hearts in very special ways. I pray, Lord, that for everyone who has been a part of this evening, this program, this afternoon, that this evening, I pray, Lord, that you bless them and that you keep your heart in these times where there's a lot of voices speaking in the world, where there are a lot of confusion. Lord, that you keep your heart stayed on you and that they will be able to hear you speak to them in their most trying times, and when they have to make any decisions in their lives, Lord, that you will, by your Spirit, show them the right way to go. Lord, that at the end of the day, they will look back on this program today and give praise to your name. Thank you for the host. Thank you for the organization, the organizers of this amazing program. I pray, Lord, that you continue to bless them with ideas, continue to bless them with the resources and the help that they need, that you continue to bring faithful and gifted men to help them take global gospel to the world and to glorify Jesus through this platform. We give you praise, Lord Jesus, and we say, take all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, too.
He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always standing right beside you. Hold on to him. Hold on to him. Say,
and it's me, the Most High. When I knew it was the Father, yes, I said, I listened louder. You wanted to say something from his side. He said, bitches, don't go tell them I've heard it by. Tell them to wipe their tears, every time it's gonna be alright. To forget about your worries, your troubles, the grumbles, the marbles, cause there are steps to take you to where you can fly. He said, just keep working with all that you got. Even when your times are done, please chill, don't be hurt. I need to bring you to my presence, make a joyful noise. And when I bless, my people will talk to you before I sing the song.
Oh,
Never letting go, mami loyal.